On the show today, late bloomers. So far, we have touched on the biological clock, professional success later in life, and the things that hold us back as we age. And now, the ultimate phase that we all hope to land on, retirement. To make sure we blossom during that period, we need to take some specific steps, according to author and retired educator Riley Moines. Here he is on the TED stage in May 2022.
I belong to a walking group that meets early, three mornings a week. As we walk, we've gotten the habit of choosing a topic for discussion. And one day, the topic was, how do you squeeze all the juice out of retirement? How's that for 7 o'clock in the morning? So we walk and we talk, and the next day we go on to the next topic, but the question stayed with me because I was really having some challenges with retirement. I was busy enough, but I really didn't feel that I was doing very much that was significant or important. So I decided to dig deeper. And what I discovered was that much of the material on retirement focuses on the financial and or the estate side of things. And of course, they're both important, but just not what I was looking for. So I interviewed dozens and dozens of retirees, and I asked them the question, how do you squeeze all the juice out of retirement? What I discovered was that there are four distinct phases that most of us move through in retirement. And as you'll see, it's not always a smooth ride. Phase one is the vacation phase, and that's just what it's like. You wake up when you want, you do what you want all day, and the best part is that there is no set routine. And for most folks, phase one lasts for about a year or so. And then, strangely, it begins to lose its luster. We begin to feel a bit bored. And we ask ourselves, is that all there is to retirement? Now, when these thoughts and feelings start to bubble up, you have already moved into phase two. Phase two is when we feel loss and we feel lost. We lose a sense of identity. We lose many of the relationships that we had established at work. We lose a sense of purpose. And for some people, there's depression and decline, both physical and mental. The result of all of this is that we can feel like we've been hit by a bus. Fortunately, at some point, most of us say to ourselves, hey, I can't go on like this. And when we do, we've turned a corner to phase three. Phase three is a time of trial and error. In phase three, we ask ourselves, how can I make my life meaningful again? The answer often is to do things that you love to do and do really well. But phase three can also deliver some disappointment and failure. For example, I spent a couple of years serving on a condo board until I finally got tired of being yelled at. I thought about law school, thinking perhaps of becoming a paralegal, and then I completed a program on dispute resolution. It all went nowhere. Now, I know all this can sound bad, but it's really important to keep trying and experimenting with different activities that'll make you want to get up in the morning again. Because if you don't, there's a real good chance of slipping back into phase two, and that is not a happy prospect. Not everyone breaks through to phase four, but those who do are some of the happiest people I have ever met. Phase four is a time to reinvent and rewire. But phase four involves answering some tough questions too. Like, what's the purpose here? What's my mission? You see, it's important that we find activities that are meaningful to us and that give us a sense of accomplishment. And my experience is that it almost always involves service to others. Maybe it's helping a charity that you care about. Or maybe you'll be like my friend Bill. I met Bill a few years ago in a 55-plus activity group. In the summer, we golfed together and walked together and bicycled together. And Bill had this idea that we should exercise our brains as well. He believed that there was a tremendous pool of expertise and experience in our group. And so he approached a number of folks and asked if they would volunteer to teach some of the things that they love to do to others. Our members taught us to paint. They taught us to repair our bicycles. We tutored and mentored local school kids. We set up English as a second language programs for newcomers. We had book clubs. We had film clubs. We even had a few golf clubs. It's exhausting, but exhilarating. That's what's possible in phase four. It is magic to see. Magic. So, I urge you to enjoy your vacation in phase one. Be prepared for the losses in phase two. Experiment and try as many different things as you can in phase three, and squeeze all the juice out of retirement in phase four.
That's Riley Moines. He's the author of The Four Phases of Retirement, What to Expect When You're Retiring. You can see his full talk at TED.com.